Warning.
This broadcast
is not
for the weak-minded.
It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream at Infowars.com/show.
Harrison Smith was in New York City reporting on Laura Loomer's Twitter protest, but he also reported on something pretty extreme that happened in New York that not too many people are talking about. Did you know the New York Senate is now passing a bill that you have to hand over your social media accounts just to get a gun? Here's the report from Harrison Smith.
Harrison Smith for Infowars.com. We know that social media often deletes people or content based on arbitrary metrics and vague sort of enforcement rules. But what would it be like to have your constitutional rights, your God-given rights, subject to the same sort of arbitrary enforcement? Well, that would, in effect, be the purpose of the bill recently put forward for a vote in the New York State Senate by New York State Senator Kevin S. Parker. He calls for the Second Amendment, for the right to own guns, to be limited and to be subject to a review of your social media and your search engine history for the past 3 years. The government will go in and look at your search engine history and your social media posts looking for, quote, commonly used profane slurs or biased language used to describe the race, color, national origin, ancestry, gender, religion, religious practice, age, disability, or sexual orientation of a person. Folks, this is the slow, creeping death knell of totalitarianism. This is Chinese-style social censorship getting its foot in the door in America. Of course they would do it in New York State, in a very liberal place, to try to set the precedent that they can expand out to the rest of America. Folks, this is insane. This is outrageous. The fact that your free speech, your search engine results, and your social media posts, and not just the public posts, this bill actually calls for you having to turn over your username and password to the police in order to qualify for owning a gun, for exercising the Second Amendment. And don't stop, don't think for a second that they're going to restrict it to the Second Amendment. If they get this passed, if this succeeds, it will be very short order before they're subjecting every right we have as Americans to the arbitrary oversight of some sort of government bureaucracy who can go in and say, I don't like the tone this person used. I don't like the news this person read. I don't like the way this person talked about these other people. He's not going to be able to exercise his God-given rights. This is absolutely ridiculous. Ridiculous.
And you can never underestimate the evil of these people. I still believe in a straight-up contest. The person to beat for the Democratic nomination is Michelle Obama. The fact that she now says she's not running, I put forward as proof positive that she will be a candidate.
You know, the only thing that would reserve me from agreeing with you is I think that they're smarter than that because they know Michelle Obama could win a presidential election, but not against Donald Trump, and they don't want to spoil that ride too early. I don't know. It'll be an interesting one.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show. The left promises to launch a communist revolution. We promise to stand in their way. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone. Watch the live stream at Infowars.com/show.
Well, it's always nice when your co-host gets a shout out from the president on Twitter. It's funny, though, Roger, because he couldn't actually at you. He couldn't actually link you. He couldn't actually give you a Twitter digital shout out because, well, you were banned from Twitter. I wonder if the president is even aware of that. I've got good news. We're going to open up the phone lines with Roger Stone here for the remainder of the War Room. 888-201-2244. 888-201-2244. We'll take your phone calls all the way through the rest of this live broadcast. So, Roger, I didn't even think about that, but the president couldn't even actually give you the correct Twitter shout out, which is tagging you with your at your screen name. He couldn't even do it because he got banned. I wonder if the, is the president aware that you've been permanently banned from Twitter, Roger?
I don't know, but I stand with Laura Loomer. We're obviously both banned along with my friend Milo. It's symptomatic of what we see happening where the tech left is seeking to reassert mainstream media authority over the political narrative in this country. So I think a lot of people don't understand that the assault on InfoWars, the assault on Alex Jones, was like the opening salvo in a war of censorship in which ultimately all conservatives, all libertarians, all freedom-loving patriots, anyone who favors President Trump over his opponents will be banned. You will have no voice. If you don't stand up for Alex Jones, if you don't stand up for InfoWars, don't complain when they come for your Twitter feed, when they come for your Facebook feed, when they seek to shut you.